Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and I hope that you had a very, very Merry Christmas. And I know we did. Dave, did you have a Merry Christmas?
I had a great Christmas.
Dr. Jill, did you have a Merry Christmas?
I had a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah. By the way, we're all, this is a taped program because we're still having Christmas. And so we're just imagining here that we had a good Christmas because we always have good Christmas.
And you have to imagine things first before you can realize them,
okay.
Right?
Right.
So unless something falls out of the sky, then who knows?
Yeah, your mic isn't on, Dave, for some reason.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
I didn't touch it.
Yeah, I don't know. Click that thing over there. Maybe
turn
a little,
up the dial.
Yeah, I don't know. Terry, do you know what's married? Dave's, you know what? They don't want you to say anything, the whole program. Now, there he comes.
There you are.
Hey, all right, let's do something, though. Let's say that there were a lot of people that are listening, not so good. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, ours might not have been that great either. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you, well, you could feel sorry for yourself. And for some of you, you had some situations that were so bad, nobody would blame you for feeling sorry for yourself. You could do that. You could also say, what could I do different
right.
next
What's the
year?
Takeaway value
what relationship can we begin to modify or heal?
Yeah.
Because usually the problems at the holidays get magnified, magnify some kind of relational issue. That nobody pays
attention
to. And
our expectations of that.
Yeah,
right?
and we expect it to be better, but underneath the surface, we expect it to happen.
And you know
what?
And,
yes.
And that kind of makes it happen.
And we're older now, and I think sometimes we forget that younger people still think that the holidays are a great time to resolve issues. You know,
it's going to be magically.
It's the worst time. So in evaluating after the fact, say what relationship do I need to mend this year, and not on New Year's Eve either.
No, but think about that. What a great thing, Dave. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. You had a horrible situation with somebody, and it knocked down, drag out, fight everybody. Okay, so you say. That, you know what? As a Christian, I'm going after that person this year. I'm going to try to make peace. Yeah, in a positive way. I'm going to try to make peace, and I'm going to try to develop the relationship so that next Christmas this isn't going to happen. But, you know, the other thing is you might not have had any arguments because there might have been no people there. And you might just think, okay, next year I'm not going to do this to myself. I'm not going to sit home in front of a television set by myself. I'm going to.
Or I'm not going to expect other people to know that I'm hurting and struggling.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of time. People expect others to see, and when they don't, they're terribly hurt.
And sometimes that expectation is created to give me an excuse not to go to church for a year or whatever.
Yes, so true.
You know, one of my kids for 4 or 5 years on Christmas Day would go to the rescue mission to serve meals. And it wasn't because they didn't have any family. It was they wanted to teach their kids something about service.
Isn't that great?
Uh-huh. But it also becomes something, if you sat there yesterday by yourself, make a point of getting involved with the mission, with Salvation Army, or somebody.
Who's worse off than you?
Yeah.
Right?
And
in a sense.
Get in there and help them with what they do on Christmas for those who are worse off.
That's the way to do it. Well, whatever it is, I want you to know that you can make the best of the worst situation. during this next year. If you decide to do that, you say, God, I want you to use this hurt and ache right now. I want to come closer to you, and I want to draw closer to other people. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. And I can tell you that even though this is a tape program, I am happy. I can tell you I'm happy because I know what I got for Christmas. Because I had to find out early for this thing. But anyway, I got a recliner.
Oh,
I've never had a recliner.
Wow.
Well, you got two of them in our family.
But you know what? I may be the only man who has a recliner that isn't in front of a television set. Oh. It's in the library.
So
I'm kind of happy about that. Anyway, that was an act of amazing love.
My recliner is electric.
Oh.
Electric.
Can you top that one?
Well, yeah. I do have an electric vibrating recliner downstairs that does everything from your ankles to your head. I've had it for like 10 years. Oh. And I don't have any fat on the backside of my body. No. So it's very painful, so I don't use it. Anyway, let's go. As the bells are ringing, let's go over here and let's talk with Joey from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Joey, how you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Before we talk with you, I want to mention everybody that since people might have the day off today after Christmas, it would be a great chance for them to go to tv.newlife.com. And there are a lot. It's a great, if you've got time off, great way to kind of check out what things are on there that would apply to you. And you get 2 weeks free. So let's just say day after Christmas, you say, all right, well, we pretty much got the eating holidays out of the way, especially the major one, Halloween. And Michelle Spatafora's faithful workouts are on there. Do the power stretch or whatever. And she'll teach you how to do all the right moves. And, I think it could be a great way to spend the day after Christmas is do a little workout. Make yourself feel better.
It would certainly get the brain hormones working. Mm-hmm.
Joey, your name reminds me of joy, and I want to talk to Dave about joy in a minute. But right now, how could we help you?
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, and I've met all of you briefly at different events, but I'm a big fan of New Life, and I'm a tv.newlife.com subscriber.
Yay!
So I really love your ministry.
Do you like the TV thing?
I do. I love it. From what I've watched, I've been a member since, I think, since the very first time you launched it earlier this year, and I love it, but that leads me probably to my problem is I was trying to get help with my procrastination, and a reason that I haven't watched more of it is probably because of my procrastination. But
okay. All right. So what is the question? Is it just simply how do you fix procrastination or what?
Yes. Where it manifests the most in my life is I'm in graduate school, And at the undergraduate level, I failed some courses and had to retake them due to my procrastination. Mm-hmm. And I'm in my third master's level course, and I think I might have failed it, although my final grade hasn't posted yet. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to get some guidance of how to break that cycle of procrastination. Mm.
Could I express an opinion here, guys, before you guys give him the real answer? I have an opinion that it is impossible for you to fix it.
Okay.
Alone.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
I think this is one of those problems, you know. That, I mean, like, if you need to lose 10 pounds, you might be able to do that alone. But I think when it comes to procrastination, especially to the degree of pain that you're going through, I think you have to say to yourself, I can no longer put off seeing how and who and where I can get the help that I need for this, because I have to admit, after Dave and Jill convince you, I can't do this alone. I can't do it alone. It's never going to get better alone. I just think it's one of those things. Doesn't get better alone.
Well, there are people who call themselves procrastinators that have a giftedness of being able to juggle 10, 12 things at once. And to be able to finish the one that has to be finished, you know, they have that ability. Mm-hmm. So the personality trait is not all bad, but it can lead you into a practice of procrastinating. Mm-hmm. And especially when something is uncomfortable, like a graduate course might feel very uncomfortable. So when Steve added the words alone, he gave you the real key. You need to get two people who will hold you accountable and will you set up some kind of a consequence if you fail at it, where you have to give money to your most despised political action group and they make sure that you do it, you know, that there's some kind of that they will hold you to and that you agree to. So it'll only work if you agree to it and if you're honest with them. But get two of your best friends and say, you got to help me. I can't do this by myself.
Yeah, and to add to that, Joey, there are, I think, different types of procrastinating, and so it's important for you to look at the reasons. For some people, they are perfectionistic, and so because they can't do it perfect enough, they wait till the end. For other people, they need that sense of urgency and that kick of chemicals in the brain to actually have enough inertia to do the task at hand. And so, you know, it could also be some things you might want to go and meet with a psychiatrist or a psychologist and check out and see, you know, what's going on with you in terms of brain chemistry and things like that.
Well,
because
could you also say that it, in many cases, we're looking at not really real-life procrastination. Mm-hmm. We're looking at real-life depression.
That could well be. That could be another
factor. Right, right. See, and there it could be a symptom of something else going on. And so because a lot of people who are procrastinators shame themselves.
Oh.
So it's also important to see, you know, Dave, as you were saying, that there are different styles. There are the people that will, you know, jump in and they manage their anxiety by planning ahead. There are other people who manage their anxiety about things by putting it off, because it actually elevates your mood when you put something off. You get a little kick in the brain when you go, okay, I can do that tomorrow. Yay.
But there's another facet, too, that says maybe this graduate school thing isn't what you want. You know, where
well,
it's going.
Well, and that's and, the other, yeah.
All right, let's look at that. So
there's a passive resistance.
Your behavior telling you something you're not willing to admit.
It's like when somebody comes, you know, 20 minutes late to a counseling session week after week, you get to wondering, what is it that they're avoiding? What is it that they're afraid of? So if you had this experience with three classes in your undergrad, and now you're fearing that it's going to repeat, maybe you're on the wrong track. Maybe you're trying to work towards a goal that really doesn't get you excited on the inside.
For instance,
and you ought to think about that.
Like, is the path you're choosing, is that someone, a path that somebody else chose for you?
Yeah, or did you
any
really
chance
choose
of
it?
That?
Or did you choose it for the wrong reasons?
Right.
Say briefly that I'm in a Christian counseling program to become a marriage and family therapist. And my undergraduate studies were in psychology and Christian counseling, and I've been extremely passionate about Christian counseling for a long time. That's what got what your show got me turned on to it, and a mentor got me turned on to it, and I've been extremely passionate about it. So that's something that I have considered, but I really I am good at it. I'm good at the studies, and I'm good at mastering the concepts. I don't think that's it.
Okay, Joey, okay. Have you read a book on procrastination?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to send you the workbook. It's the workbook. I can't think of what the name of the workbook.
The Emotional Freedom Workbook.
The Emotional Freedom Workbook. Yeah. One of the things that it addresses really well, I think you'll love this, is procrastination. And so I'll send that to you. That book has just continued to help so many people. And I never talk about it because, see, I forget the name of it. But the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Because I bet it's been a while since you've read anything about procrastination other than maybe like 10 tips or something like that.
That's right. Yeah, that's okay. Right.
All right. So we're going to help you with that. I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you an Everyman's Bible to help with your spiritual growth. I hope that that's going to help you there. And we'll give you the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Now, another thing is if you get off the line with us and you go, yeah, but I didn't really tell him about that thing down inside, that hurt, that pain, that devastation. You know, Healing is a Choice is a great place for you to go. And especially if you're studying for a future in areas like this. And that's going to be in April. So maybe we could see you there.
Because, I mean, your point is right on. Because if there's a shame down deep inside of me, then I can self-sabotage with procrastination. Because I'm afraid I don't deserve that kind of a role or that kind of a position or that kind of a job. So so check that out too, Joey.
Yeah, and I think that becomes more evident when the consequences are great and it continues.
Right. Okay. I'm glad he called, and I hope things could work for him. But, you know, it's also a very similar thing in weight loss. Sometimes people have to finally admit, you know, I will never do this alone. And they are one early morning exercise partner away from total freedom with weight. Because all they need is to know that somebody is at the mall in the middle of winter when it's 40 below waiting for them to come and walk in that mall with them. And if they just had that little extra incentive, they go and they change their whole life. All right, let's go to John from Asheville, North Carolina, calling. Well, he listens online. And John, how you doing?
I'm fine, Steve. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you and the rest of the company.
Now, let me ask you this, John. Are you in any way related to Bing Crosby? Because your voice is so beautiful, it sounds like Bing talking, who is one of my favorite all-time people. No?
I would have to tell you the truth and say no.
Okay, all right.
But if well, you'd like me to sing one of his songs, I'll be glad to try.
Okay. Well, how can we help you
today? I'm dreaming.
Listen.
Of a white Christmas.
Nice.
Wow.
Is that one of his?
That's his, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, John.
Thank you. I think union dues and stuff like that, we have to pay you for that. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I guess I owe somebody money, don't I?
Yeah. How could we help you today, John?
Well, Steve, I heard you mention few weeks ago, something about Wellbutrin. And my father is in his 90s, and he's being treated for depression, very serious depression, and he is on the, he has dementia and is, but does not have Alzheimer's. But he's not getting much better, and he's currently being treated with another SSRI, and then they've added the Wellbutrin. My question is, what might be a concern of yours with Wellbutrin, if there is any?
I don't have any. I have. I think when I brought that up, we were talking about a particular personality type. I've seen some situations where a psychiatrist prescribed Wellbutrin to a vacillator or a borderline personality disorder, extreme borderline personality disorder, or kind of a mild vacillator. And rather than it help, it actually made things worse. I know of three instances where that has been the case. So that was just a comment about that one thing, and that may just be, those might be three exceptions to the rule, but I don't have an opinion about.
Well, the thing about SSRIs, John, they relate to serotonin, and Wellbutrin relates more to dopamine and increasing dopamine. The old tricyclics like Elavil and those were all relating to increasing dopamine, and then they found this that the SSRIs work. So they'll often use them in conjunction with an SSRI to try to cover all the bases, especially in a, with a severe depression. But I have not heard anything that's negative about
you may get a slight hand tremor as a side effect.
The worst effect
is usually.
I think it's one of the I think just from all of us, one of the better drugs we've heard ever invented, you know. Yep. All right, glad you called.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. My doctor just called me. All right. Well.
Well, you want to talk to him. We'll handle things if you...
You have your little sign up there, Steve.
Oh, shame brain?
That your idea.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking how devastating the effect of shame is on the brain. It's pretty bad. Hey, let me read you a comment on tv.newlife.com. I love these comments, and please make them. We love it. It's kind of like our own little social media community there. And there's this one video that we shot a few months ago, and it was done by someone I particularly respect greatly, Dave. And it was entitled, I Feel Invisible. And Jill did it, of course. She's like Dr. Invisible.
She did the book on that. She wrote the book.
Yeah. All right.
On invisibility.
The book that's invisible, right?
And, you know.
It's an invisible book yet.
How many people.
Still to be written.
How many people just went through some holidays where it looked like everybody else got the attention and they got nothing? And and it wasn't because they were sick. It was true. You know, they may have been raised in a family where they were slighted. I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you got to get together with that family at Christmas. Yeah. And
well, here's what this person said. Again. Thank you, Jill, so much for this video. I can't say thank you enough for this message and this advice. New Life TV is remarkable, and it provides wisdom, encouragement, and healing. So thank you. Well, thank you for that reminder. And that's a reminder that between now and January 1st, if you want to become part of tv.newlife.com, we will give it to you for the year, next coming year, for $100. So that's a $20 discount. And we'll send you the Spiritual Renewal Bible that Dave and I edited together. And it is such a powerful Bible on discipleship and spiritual growth that it was Bible of the Year. So we'll send that to you if you want to become part of an amazing, amazing resource that is changing people's lives. All right. Let's go back to the phone, and let's go to Ann from Colorado Springs, Colorado. KGFT is the station. Hello, Ann.
Hi there.
Hey, how can we help you?
My 17-year-old son came to me and said he wanted the computer out of his room, and he confessed, I guess, to me that he is struggling with pornography, and he's really, I don't know, I gave him the book Every Man's Battle, and I'd like to know what I can do next to help him.
You must be one amazing
Mother of the Year.
And we don't have much time for anybody to beat you out of that, because, I mean, that's amazing, Anne. Don't you think that's kind of amazing that a 17-year-old son would come to you and say, Mom, here's what I'm dealing with.
Help me right. with this.
Yeah, we have a really open relationship, and I've really tried really hard to do that with him. So
where's Dad in all this?
We're divorced. He still goes to his dad's house every, you know, it's a split 50-50 kind of thing. So his dad struggles with pornography, which is part of the reason that we're not married.
Yeah.
And anyway, he never admitted he has a struggle with pornography, but I know it. And my son, my 17-year-old Gabriel, came to me and he said, Mom, we really need to pray for Dad. I'm really concerned about him.
Wow.
So, yeah. Amazing kid. He's an amazing kid.
So what's your question for us?
What do I do? How can I help him?
Okay. So you gave him Every Man's Battle or Every Young Man's Battle, the book?
I give him Every Man's Battle.
Okay. There is another book that I'll send you that'll be great for him to read after that, and it's Every Single Young Man's Battle.
Okay.
And so it's a workbook that he can work through, and we'll get that to him. If he was my son, and I would say to him, have you thought about asking a couple other guys if they would like to increase the level of integrity they're living, or if they'd like to grow a little closer to God, and you guys start a little group together?
Or if you have a youth pastor in your church, go to the youth pastor and say, I want to start a group. Will you help me do it? And get some guidance for it. There needs to be some connection with other guys who are winning the battle the same way. And a small group is the best way to do it. And
if you say to him, how about going to our youth pastor? Do you have a youth pastor?
Yes, he called the youth pastor and told him his problem before.
Oh my gosh!
Amazing.
Oh, well, can we meet your son?
I know.
Yeah. Well, these are good things, and we want to keep them going. But here's the thing: has your youth pastor been responsive to him?
I'm sure he has, but I don't know that he's gone any further than talking with him about it.
Okay.
I need to probably talk to the youth pastor.
Yeah, it sounds like you can follow up also with your son. And if, you know, the youth pastor isn't available, someone else.
And you live in Colorado Springs?
I'm sorry, what?
You live in Colorado Springs?
I do. We go to a church in Monument, which is
okay.
Even
better. So here's what we'll do. We're going to get your phone number, and we're going to get your youth pastor's name. And I want to come and talk to the youth there, and I want to meet your son.
Oh, awesome.
Do a little presentation.
My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
do a little presentation. And we'll show your son how really crummy things handled well can become good things for other people. Okay? So hang on. We'll work that out. And I'm glad you called, and I'm going to send you a copy of the Spiritual Renewal Bible for yourself.
There you go.
And I think that'll be something that you will enjoy. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back for this is going to be the second half of New Life Live after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. It's New Life Live, and we are live here the day after Christmas. And I just want to mention, in case you missed it, Jesus is the Lamb of God, and that's one of the names given to Jesus. And what is that? Is that about being a fluffy, cute? No, that's about sacrifice is what that's about. That's about Jesus coming to live and die and sacrifice his life for us. And so it's only natural that sacrifice is a part of the mature Christian's life. And what we see people doing is they, as they get their life back and their character back, is eventually they become more generous people, or maybe generous for the first time. And you really can't you can't be in full recovery without wanting to give something away. You know, I mean, it's everywhere that you want to give your program away. You want to give the light that Jesus has given you away. And, you know, you are God's workmanship, and you're his handiwork. And I just, I hope and pray that you might be willing to, as his workmanship and his handiwork, that you might be willing to sacrifice so that something could occur that God wants to have happen. He wants your life to be used to reach out to other people. It's just that simple. And let me read you Philippians 2, 8 through 11. It's one of my favorite passages. It says, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven, and those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." Now, if that's how you feel about Jesus, I think it makes it a lot easier to not just give, but to give sacrificially.
You left off verse 7.
Where is it?
It's not on your sheet.
Oh, no.
It's in the Bible.
Well, help me. Oh, they did leave that in there. What is verse 7?
Where it says that he gave up his rights as God, or set aside his rights as God, and then humbled himself and became a man. And I just think that that's an important concept, that he gave up his rights
as
God.
That's just a minor sacrifice, yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, so the sacrifice began even there. And I think I'm glad you bring that up in the context of Christmas, because I think that the whole point of Christmas is what you just described, that he came to die.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of interesting images of the stable and that. But the whole point of it all was the cross and the empty tomb.
Yeah, All right. Well, if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. A one-time gift here at this is it right here this week. So please help us if you possibly can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Let's go to Dana from Lanham, Maryland. Listens on WAVA. Hello there. How you doing?
Hello. How are you this afternoon?
Excellent. What's going on?
I got a question. Okay. I actually have a statement first. I just want to thank you all for your right on, I guess, advice. I called in a couple of months ago and had spoken to you about my husband, Walt. Us.
The husband, and what? You went into a spring-loaded cavern. What was it?
Yeah.
What'd you call about?
We lost you there.
Yeah. What'd you call about?
Say it one more time.
What did you call us about?
Say a couple months ago.
At the time, I called you about being confused about him walking out on me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. And I remember that.
And what did we tell you?
Made a statement, Jill? And said that he's having a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? So it's now December 16th today, and he's still not home. We have spoken. We have tried to work out things. But at this point, my question is, do we allow him to come back home by the holidays?
Well, what's different?
And the reason why I ask that is because, with hesitancy, is because we feel like it's the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he gets humble, he gets
sorrowful. What's he done? What has he done?
He wants to explain himself.
What's he done? What's he done? Dana.
Hey, Dana.
What's he done differently this time? Dana. Has he done anything other than tell you how bad he feels?
Huh? I know where you're going.
He's a good talker.
Well, has he done anything other than tell you he feels bad?
No.
Okay. So
nothing different from the same old cycle of things.
Okay.
No.
So let's have a little grace for him and say, yeah, come on back home for 30 minutes and let's open presents for the kids. But what you're talking about coming back home is him moving back in. And that'd be really that'd be really foolish then, and hurtful
and
to your
that's
children.
That's what you've done before.
And the same thing would happen all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing's accomplished.
Right. And this has been pointed out to him, the cycle of life, quote unquote.
But Dana, it's up to you, though. This is now not his problem for your family. This is your problem. And you need to go into problem management mode, not problem enabling mode. And so you're the one that's going to have to say, honey, I absolutely love you to death. And this thing you do about all that feeling bad and everything, I think you do it better than just about anybody around. I mean, it's phenomenal. I'm almost moved to tears every time you do it. But you don't ever do anything other than that, honey. And so that's why we're still in this rut. And pretty soon they're going to close in the ends of this rut, and it's going to be a grave, and you're going to be laying in it unless you decide to go get some help. So you go get some help. But, hey, come on by Christmas Day, and let's also open some presents.
Let him come for the day.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Not move
but
back.
Not to stay.
I'd let him come for the half hour.
Well,
I mean, really, I just...
Or an hour.
Yeah, an hour. Yeah, okay. Have some grace, Steve. Hour. But I'm very serious,
well,
Dana.
It's
the
like
more...
you want him to be a part of the family.
Right.
But you're not going to continue
but
in this pattern.
But the bigger headline is we want him to see a different Dana.
Yes.
Who cannot be moved so by emotion or begging.
Because, and I think he sees that because he has attempted to want to come back home permanently. But like you, I've done exactly what you guys are saying. I know we're kind of joking about it, but seriously,
yeah.
I have done the come on for a little bit. You can even come on for a couple of hours. You can spend dinner with us. You know what he doesn't? What he doesn't do that I don't see is that he doesn't talk to the kids.
Okay,
and
so quit letting. Okay, quit
really
letting
hurtful.
Him come home. Then quit letting him come.
Kids are not interested in seeing him.
Hey, quit letting him come.
They've gotten to the point because this happened so many times. You're like, well, he can't come back unless he changes.
All right,
that
Dana, I'm going to
okay,
just suggest.
Okay, agree with.
Go ahead.
So Dana, I think that you know his remorse is really about him missing his comforts
it's
of comfort. Home.
Yeah, it's exactly right?
Right. And so he says the right things. It's not really about being remorseful
otherwise,
at all.
Otherwise,
I'm uncomfortable now.
He okay. would walk in the door. His arms would open up for those
He's
children. He would connect. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think we're really on the right track with you, Dana, of saying you have to manage the problem, and managing the problem is really at this point, since you've done this little mm-hmm. come by stuff, I think you have to say to him, you know what, it is beyond me why you would choose to not get help. Why you would
well,
choose
and you
all
have
this
to,
pain.
You have to resist that at the holidays, everybody gets sentimental,
yeah.
right? And so people get lax a lot of times. And what better message than even through Christmas? It may sound cruel, but it may save future Christmases.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's really doesn't know how to relate, mm-mm. Dana. And I'm not saying that.
And that is sad.
And I'm not doing that to make you feel sad or sorry for him.
Right.
I want you to see that there's a deficit there. That isn't going to change unless he gets help. And if he can't talk to his kids, then all he can do is talk to you. And when he talks to you, he's just trying to talk you into letting him come back to his comfort zone where everything's kind of taken care of for him. And that's the antithesis of getting help. I don't need to get help because I got somebody who feels sorry for me.
And, you know, it is interesting, people with these kinds of problems, a 30-minute hit of comfort can, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, that'll last him a couple more weeks.
No, then. It's
yeah, I know.
It can be, and then, so don't let him.
Let your kids tell you what to do.
Yeah, oh, that's such a great idea.
Yes,
a
lot of times kids have the barometer,
have
don't they?
They know better than we do.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. And then there's tv.newlife.com. We'll be back.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The Lose It for Life workshop deals with all of these aspects with its intensive, comprehensive, and interactive curriculum. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Oh, we are back. And by the way, on the Ask Me Anything feature on tv.newlife.com, right there it is. How can I reconcile with my daughter? And, you know, this woman said, you know, she's just too nervous to call the radio program. And so she sent this email and said, I'm just too shy. But she ended up, and we did a 20-minute video hangout with her. So she we went from radio to video. And if you want that, you know, you can ask us about that, about us doing a hangout with you where we connect with you by Skype and we talk to you face-to-face and have a little discussion about things. And if we can give you some good advice, that it's not counseling or anything. It's just, you know, like the radio show, it's like advice. And I've done some of these. They're fun to do because you get to see what people live like.
And you get to see their reaction. You get to see their reaction to what they say. And
right.
And how they respond.
That's right. All right. Let's go to Lily from Los Angeles, listening on KKLA. Hello, Lily. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a question about how to help my brother.
How old are you, Lily, first of all? How old are you?
I'm 27. I know I sound like a little kid, but I'm 27.
Okay, 27, and he's 18, you said?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah, so he is 18, and we have seen it since, we being my mother, my family, that he's very sensitive, he's very emotional, and the thing is, now that he's 18, he's about to be 19, and it still seems he wants to be a little kid in the sense that he still just wants to be home, he wants to just be loved and taken care of, which is something he never actually really got from my mom because our mom has just never been that kind of a mom.
Where's your dad? What's his role in all of that?
Well, he actually, there was a big fight back when I was actually 18. I had to leave the house. And when I left the house for all these other reasons, he was part of the problem. And it turned out that I don't know exactly what happened, but he ended up also leaving, and he only sees the kids every now and again because he's a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
So he spends most of his time trucking, and you know, my brother has mentioned that a lot to me about him never seeing his dad and never seeing
right
father figure. Having a father figure and things like that. Right. He has mentioned that a lot to me.
Well, what,
he even mentioned. Uh-huh.
What specifically could we answer for you? What's your question?
Well, I just, as his older sister, I do talk to him, but I don't know what else I can do for him or to help him basically get over or deal with the fact that he's not getting what he wants. Like I said, the love and the affection and, you know, not having the father that he needed and not having maybe the love and affection that he wanted from my mom.
Right.
And how to help him, like, even confront that. Because I don't know if he even realizes that that's an issue for him.
You've never talked to him as about the fact, you know, when he talks
like
about his dad.
Like what you're talking to us about.
You've never said to him, you know, that might have caused a problem for you?
No, because, like I said, he's very sensitive, and even my younger sister, who's actually a little bit younger than him, has told me, you know, that there's just certain things you don't want to talk to him about because he's so sensitive about it.
Right. Okay, so when you say he's so sensitive, what does that mean? He'll
feelings will be hurt. His feelings will be hurt.
And
he just will kind of feel really bad. And yeah, basically that
okay.
He doesn't react good when, all right, you know, somebody tells him negative.
Hey, Lily. Stop. Is there a grandfather or an uncle in the picture?
I was thinking that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that, yeah.
There is. Yes, he does have my grandfather who's living. Sometimes he stays there with them.
Then I would talk to your grandfather. Here's the thing. What you're hoping for him to experience has to come from a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so when his father is gone from the picture, there's that the loss of the father figure, and there's the loss then of somebody that's going to harness the aggressive energy to,
that's right,
to live,
mm-hmm,
life.
Yeah.
And so grandfather can step in.
Even better, an uncle that can take him out and doing stuff.
And it doesn't mean that he has to spend hour after hour with just a couple hours every couple of weeks makes a world of difference, and you'll begin to see a difference in your brother.
But it is true that when people are forced to be independent too soon, early in life, they don't get enough of their dependency needs met. And so it is harder for them to launch. But at his age and stage, you're right. He needs men in his life that he can connect with and feel like he's okay.
And I think you're 27. I think you can actually coach these men, the grandfather, the uncle.
Right, yeah.
And say,
that's right.
Hey, you know, how about a little challenge for him this week? You know, when you guys go fishing tomorrow, how about a little challenge?
Or you go to lunch, challenge him.
Yeah.
You know? Are you going to become a counselor, Lily?
Let me get her back on here.
But I also think the tiptoeing around him, because he's sensitive, will he break?
No,
I mean,
no,
sometimes people need to feel feelings.
Yeah. I was going
to
say, Lily, not all hurt is hurtful.
Right.
Or all pain is hurtful. You know, you got to sometimes help put a little needle in there that will give him. But anyway, Dave asked if you were going to be a counselor.
Oh, no, I want to be a teacher, though.
Okay. Same thing. Good
same
job.
Thing. All right. Hey, we are just about out of time. Let me tell you about all the stuff that's going on here at the end of the year. We're making plans for another great year here at New Life, and surprises happen. This year, our big surprise was tv.newlife.com. And I don't think any of us dreamed at the beginning of the year that we would have all of these programs, 700 or so or more, up and running where you could say, man, I'm depressed today, and go there and see something on depression or a series. Or I've got these ungrieved losses. Here's this whole thing on grief. Or I'm really under stress. Here's the thing. And I feel invisible. No one can see me. I can't even see myself in the mirror. And then there's Jill's on. And then whatever you have been dealing with, Dave has done something on the site. On it. He is the most popular. I'm telling you, I don't know. It's pretty cool. So
it's the voice.
Here's my point. Somebody supported us last year so we could get to this year, so that we could have people like this wonderful woman that wrote that lays in bed all day long, and she watches tv.newlife.com. If you support us, if you help us, we don't know what's going to happen next year. But God has blessed this ministry year after year after year. And you're part of that if you are part of our giving family. And we thank you for that. I'm telling you, there have been some gifts this year that have just blown me away. Of people that have sat down, listened to what New Life does, and they have supported us in such a big way. But I want you to know, if you support us here at the end of the year, it will not be in vain. This is the leanest, cleanest ministry I think you'll ever find. And if you look at the people that I hang out with, like Dave Stoop, Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Sherry Keffer, John Townsend, Henry Cloud, does it get any better than these people? That's because this ministry is helping people. Come be part of that. And call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us talk to you about a gift that could change somebody else's life and yours. Well, very merry day after Christmas. Thanks for being with us. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you.
but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.